on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara said that even though normally you don't get malchus if you eat something shelo kederech, but kilay akerim is an exception because the Torah doesn't use the lashon achila by kilay akerim. And therefore, only where it says achila, so shelo kederech achila is not called achila. But by kilay akerim, Torah says pentikdash amaleya, and therefore you're chayiv even shelo kederech. Meistei Yisi ben Yehuda. Meistei. So now there's a question. Yisi ben Yehuda omer, menayim lebasar b'cholav shuasar. How do you know that basar b'cholav is asar b'achila? All it says in the Torah is lo shavashal gidi b'chalev imo. Can't cook it. How do you know you're not allowed to eat it? Nemar kan ki am kodosh ato, v'nemar lahalom, v'anshe kodosh tiyun li. It says by basar b'cholav, and then later on it says, "V'anshe kodesh tiyuni, u'basher b'sada treifa lo sochel." So just like malahal and osir, just like over there, you're not allowed to eat a treifa. And it uses the same lashon, the anshe kodesh tiyumli, afkan osir so too, where it says, am kadosh atol Hashem alokecha, and you're not allowed to cook basar b'cholav, you're not allowed to eat it either. The ein li ela b'achil, that from there I would know you're not allowed to eat it, because a treifa is only osir b'achil, because it says, lakelef tashrik, it's allowed to throw it to the dogs. B'hano menayin, how do I know that it's osir b'hano? Amris kal v'chomer. Ma orla shalom nevda ba'avei rasur ba'hanoa. Orla, when you planted the tree, you didn't do anything wrong. The first 3 years, it's orla. It's asr. But there's nothing, you didn't do anything wrong to initiate the isr. Basar b'cholav shenevda ba'avei. Basar b'cholav, where you were over the isr of cooking it. Cooking basar and cholav together itself is asr. So you initiated the isr, surely it should be asr ba'hanoa. Ain't no din, she also banu. Rashi. Orla shalom nevda. Nevda ba'aveira. Binitiusa. You didn't do anything wrong when you planted the tree. You're allowed to plant trees. Just the first 3 years, they're orla. Basar b'cholav shenevda ba'aveira kishabishlo. By cooking basar and cholav together, you're over an aveira of bishlo basar b'cholav. Over a love, Allah, lo savashim. The Gemara says no. So that's the kavah chomer. If orla is asr, and it wasn't nevda bo'aveira, it's asr b'hanoa, kol shekein basr b'chala is asr b'hanoa. The Gemara says no. Mala orla shekein lo haisul shasa kosher. Orla never had a time that it was mutter. From the very time that it became shayach to be asr, it was asr. Okay? Rashi. Shahapri hazeh chonat b'isr. Orla applies to the peiros. As soon as that pri became a pri, it had chanata, it was asr. The nigmar b'isr. Tomer basar b'cholav, sheyesh lo shasa kosher, kodim shenitin b'cholav. But basar b'cholav, the basar that now becomes asr, because it's cooked in milk, was originally mutter. Basar b'cholav had a shasa kosher. Each one was originally mutter by itself, and the only isser came when you cooked them together. But orla, from the time that this pre came into the world, it was asr. So maybe orla is more chomor than basar b'cholav. Even though orla was not nefta ba'avera, but it didn't have a shasa kosher. Now shenking basar b'cholav had a shasa kosher, so maybe that's why it's not asr b'anah. Tomer b'basar b'cholav, shahayshalo shasa kosher. Where it says Chametz or Pesach Yochiach. Chametz or Pesach, which is also Asher Ba'ana, will prove to you that even something that had a Shasa Kosher can still be Asher Ba'ana. The not having a Shasa Kosher can't be the reason why it's Asher Ba'ana. Because Chametz or Pesach is Asher Ba'ana, and they had a Shasa Kosher before Pesach. Wasn't Asher. It only became Asher when Pesach came. Shehayelo Shasa Kosher, Asher Ba'ana. So when it says, Malach Chametz Pesach, Shekein Onish Koris. No, Chomer of Pesach is another Chumrah. It's Chayiv Koris, which neither Basar B'Cholav or Orla is Chayiv Koris. Right? So maybe the reason Chomer of Pesach, even though it had a Shas HaKosher, is also Banoah, because it's Chayiv Koris. But anything that had a Shas HaKosher, but it's not Chayiv Koris, wouldn't be Osir Banoah. The Mela Basar B'Cholav, which did have a Shas HaKosher, makes it more lenient. And it's not Chayiv Koresh. Maybe that's why, what's it called? It's not Asur Banoah. Orla didn't have a Shas HaKosher. Even though it's not Chayiv Koresh, it's Asur Banoah. Mori says, no. Tomer Bosechol, Shein one is Koresh. Mori says, Kila Akerim Yochichu. Kila Akerim will prove you wrong. Shein one is Koresh. Kila Akerim does not have an ownership Koresh. Asur Banoah. Still, it's Asur Banoah. So what's it called? So therefore we have a full tzad hashaveh, that just like, Orla is Asur Banoah, so too is Basar B'Cholav. You're going to tie in a, Orla didn't have a Shas HaKosher, right, then Chometz will prove you wrong. You're going to tie in a Chometz is Chayiv Koresh, Kilay HaKerem will prove you wrong. So Mura says, if Kilaya Kerem is Chayiv, even Shaloka Derech, Nifroch, Malak Kilaya Kerem, Shkin, Lokan Laya Fir, Shaloka Derech, Hanosa. Let the Gemara shlug this Tzada Shava up by saying, what are you telling me, Kilaya Kerem? Which doesn't have, which what's called Kilaya Kerem, which is not Chayiv Koris. Still, it's Asur Ba'anoah, right? But Kilaya Kerem is another Chumr. Kilaya Kerem is Asur Shaloka Derech. Why didn't the Gemara say that Chumra that Kilaya Kerem has to break up the Tzad HaShavet?
What does it mean, the Shalokadera?
Huh?
What does it mean, Shalokadera?
We learned it yesterday. That's what it's called. If you eat it in a way that's abnormal. Babaya, Tomar, B'mai Tomar, B'basar B'chadar, so Babaya, who learns this, who says that Kilaya Kerem, your Chayiv Shaloka Derech, what is he going to answer? From here it seems to be that Kilaya Kerem, you're not over Shaloka Derech. So what's it called Abaya say? Abaya, Tomer, B'mai Tomer. What are you going to say? My B'basar B'cholav, Shein Mokir Ovel Derech Hanoso? What are you going to tell me? No, Tomer, B'basar B'cholav, right? Kilaya Kerem, you're over Shaloka Derech. Tomer, B'basar B'cholav, that you're not over Shaloka Derech. Maybe that's why it's not Asur Banoah. Atu b'basar b'cholav achilak siva be. It doesn't say achilav b'basar b'cholav. It says lo savashim. We learn it from other places, right? And therefore, yibichayiv shaloka derech on basar b'cholav too. So you can't say, no, you know why kilaya kerem is asar banoah? Because it's asar shaloka derech. Basar b'cholav is also asar shaloka derech. The idach, the kamosiv la, sover lohachi kogamar minaveila. Manaveila derech hanosa, av basar b'cholav derech hanosa. Rashi says Nevelah's Lavdavka, right? It means Trefa. We learn it from Oso Atach Mashlich L'Kelim, right? For Anshe Kodesh Tiendli, Ubasa Basada Trefa Oso Chelu. We learn the Isser Hanoah of Basa B'Cholav from Trefa. And Trefa is only Oser Kederech Achilasa, right? It says Oso Chelu. And since we learn Basa B'Cholav from Trefa, it's only Oser Kederech. So Nevelah, it's a good Kasha. So therefore, what's it called? It would seem from here that Kilaya Kerem is not also Shaloka Derech. But according to Abaya says no. Since the Ikar of Basar B'Cholav doesn't say Achila, it'd be over Basar B'Cholav Achila Shaloka Derech. Abaya, Lohalchi, Lokosov, Achila Begufo, Lomar, Shaloka, Achila Shaloka Derech Hanoso. Ein Achinami, you learn it from Trefa. Since it didn't say Achila specifically by Basar B'Cholav, therefore you're over Basar B'Cholav. Your lokam, basar b'cholav, even shaloka derech. Rashi, kilaya kerem yochichu, uvishchita schulin parech v'neima orla tochiach. The Gemara in Chulin asks, let's say orla will be mochiach, because orla's not chayiv koresh. Why do you have to go to kilaya kerem? The chazar adid, v'chasam etaris lo b'cholav basar. The Gemara over there answers it. Rashi didn't think it important enough to tell us what, so we'll leave it with the way it is. The common parech, The name of Malakaya Karen, she came low Islam Shasakoshim. Later on, next piece of Gemara is going to ask, Lachara Kilaya Karen also didn't have a Shasakoshim. Right? So, maybe that's why it's also Bano, even though it's not Chayiv Kores. The Emisa, the Kilaya Karen, Chalukin Lahachner, Mishari Surin, Lifrochai. And if Abai is right, that Kilaya Karen, you get Malkus on even Shalokaderech, then why didn't the Gemara say that as an objection to this Maratzah? Don't tell me Kilaya Kerem is not Chayiv Koresh, and still it's Osir Ba'anoah, Manela Bosir Bacholov is also Osir Ba'anoah. No, you know why Kilaya Kerem is Osir Ba'anoah? Because it's Chayiv Ashrilu Shlokadera. And the Gemara didn't say that. My mashma, that Kilaya Kerem, you're only Chayiv Kedera. Ba'abayah Omer Lecha, Hechi Nifroch. And Ba'abayah will say, no, what are you going to ask? No, you know why Kilaya Kerem is Osir Ba'anoah? Because it's Osir Shlokadera. But Bosir Bacholov, what, Basar B'cholav is only Asar Shalom, is only Asar Kederach? Basar B'cholav also doesn't say Achila. The same reason why Kilaya Kerem is Asar Shalom Kederach applies to Basar B'cholav. So Basar B'cholav has the same Chumrah as Kilaya Kerem. It's also Asar Shalom Kederach. Heichin is Simon Lemilsi. I'm going to finish it off. The lo neilet Basar B'cholav minay. Name a tomer Basar B'cholav. Atu Basar B'cholav Achila Ksiva Day. Doesn't say Achila by Basar B'cholav. So why should it have to be also only kederach achila? Only where it says don't eat it is eating it shlo kederach, not called eating. But if it doesn't say eating bechlal, just like bekilayat kerem, then shlo kederach is also awesome. Nami lokin lo vafilo shlo kederach anasa minaveila the neveila achila k'sivabe. And the one who asked the kasha, who was it, Neymar, Aishi ben Yehuda. He said, no, Enochanami, it doesn't say Achila by Basar B'cholav, but you learn it from Trefa, where it does say Achila. So Melech should only be Osir Kederach Achila. Nevela lav dafka komer, domi Trefa gamilu. The Yesh Meforshim, the Mishum dehai, the Trefa, the Kroh, Ira the Aver, uva Basar Hamadulruba, the Shachta, since this Trefa is also talking about, like we said, Basar Basod, the Trefa, it's talking about an animal that, what's it called, that had an embryo, but mechitza, went away from the soda, went out of its mechitza. So you had an animal that stuck its foot out of the mother, and you shechted the mother, right? The shachta, can I remember the name of Max, in the kasha, lele, korile neveila. So that's called neveila, because lemaisa, the shechita was not matter that leg. The shechita was matter what's inside. The animal, the embryo is mutter, but the leg is not mutter. So it's like nevela. The domi le nevela, lo mishtara b'shchita. Nevela didn't have a heter shchita. So this leg also didn't have a heter shchita. They ain't nearly. Rashi says that's a far-fetched thing to say that that's why it refers to this trefa as nevela, because it's talking about a kind of trefa that the shchita doesn't help, the leg that's outside. The trefa domi lo mishtara b'shchita. A regular trefa also doesn't become mutter with the shchita, it just doesn't become tame, like an avail. Right? The imishum de lomitamya, hanach nami lomitamya. And if it's after tumma, and that's why it's like an availa, this arm that's outside of the mother also doesn't have tumas nevela. So, why is this different than a regular trefa? Elamai stam. Nevela means trefa too. Because really the Gemara says that trefa is the beginning of nevela. First, an animal becomes a trefa, then it dies, it becomes a nevela. So trefa and nevela have a connection one to the other. The ida chabai omer lecha lohachi loksiv achila bikufo lelamed chashalokin hilkach lomotzi porech tomer basa b'cholav. Therefore, Rabbi says you can't slug up the mamotzinu, the tzada shada, by saying that, well, Kilaya Kerem, even though it's not Chayiv Koresh, but you're Chayiv Shlo Kederach, Basar B'cholav, right, you are Chayiv only Kederach. No, it's not true. Since it doesn't say Achila, specifically, by Basar B'cholav itself, is to tell me that you're Chayiv Afila Shlo Kederach. Mara says now, the Lifroch, Mala Kilaya Kerem Shekein Lo Hoysel Lo Shasakosh. No, when we're trying to bring a Raya from Kilaya Kerem, that it's not Chayiv Koresh, And still it's Asr Bahano. Similarly, Basr Bahala, which is not Chayav Kores, is also Asr Bahano. Why didn't the Gemara say, you know, like Kilaya Karen, is Asr Bahano, even though it's not Chayav Kores, because it never had a Shasa Kosher. Because from the time you planted the thing, it was Asr. So, didn't ever have a Shasa Kosher, but Basr Bahala, before you cooked it, it was Mutter. Amravada Barava, Zoso Meres, Kilaya Karen, Ikora Nesorim. Right? What's it called? Hoel Vahoyslam Shasa Kosher, Kodim Hashrasha. That the Iker of the Kilaya Karen becomes Asr. I might think only when it grows a little bit, it becomes Asr. Right? That the Iker, the Sharashim, the roots, are not Asr. Kamash Mulan, even the roots are Asr. And therefore, it never had a Shasa Kosher. Because basically, when you planted it, the seed itself becomes Asr. Not right away, but it becomes Asr from the time it takes root. But from the time it takes root, the seed itself is Asr. So it never had a Shasa Kosher. When it didn't take root, it wasn't Kilaya Karen. You have to plant something to be Kilaya Karen. So until it took root, it wasn't Kilaya Karen. When it takes root, the seed itself becomes Asr. So it's Asr from the beginning. It's not just when it starts to grow, it's Asr. And then the thing that you planted is Mutter. So it had a Shasa Kosher. It never had a Shasa Kosher. Rashi? What's the Shasa Kosher? No, so it did have a Shasa Kosher. It had a Shasa Kosher from the time you planted it till it took root. The planting is Asr, but it doesn't become Asr until it takes root. So it was had a Shasa Kosher from the time it was planted till it took root. Rashi. The Lifroch Malaklaya Kerem Shekin Lohoyselem Shasa Kosher. The Kosoka Daitach Shein Nesorim Elegiduleyen. Now we think that the only thing is Asr is when it grows. The Iker never becomes Asr. It's only after you plant it and it grows a little bit, that growth becomes Asr. So that growth never had a Shasa Kosher. The growth was Asr from the time that it grew, just like Orla. From the time that it was a fruit, it was Asr. The fruit never had a Heter. V'lachem lo hoyslam Shasa Kosher. Whereas Zoso Meres, midlo parichachi, since the Gemara didn't ask this question, didn't say, no, Kilaya Kerem is different because it never had a Shasa Kosher. Shema minoa, Kilaya Kerem ikora nesa. From here we can infer that Kilaya Kerem, even the Iker, even the seed itself, becomes Asr. At Iker hazria atzma nesar. The seed itself becomes Asr. Not just the growth from the seed. Uzria haisala Shasa Kosher. Kol yameh atzinishusha. The seed, from the time that you planted it, and you were over the Isra of Kilaya Kerem, of planting Kilaya Kerem, was Mutter. The seed didn't become Asr till it took root. But the Mises Ria is what's Asr. Right? Just like on Shabbos. Even if the thing doesn't take root on Shabbos, but you plant it on Shabbos, the Mises Ria. The Torah said, what's it called? Tchsadchalo Shizra Kilayim. Zria is called when you put the seed in the ground. But it doesn't because it's not called a planted until it takes root. But planting, you planted it, you did the Maisa's Ria. The Torah prohibited you from doing a Maisa's Ria. What's your Maisa? Your Maisa's putting it in the ground. Your Maisa's not making it take root. That's not your doing. The Maisa you do is planting it. But it's not considered planted to be Asr till it takes root. So therefore, it had a Shasa Kosher. From the time that you planted it, and it was considered Kilaya Karen, until the time it took root, that seed was still Mutter Bano. So therefore, Kilaya Karen had a Shasa Kosher. It's not something that never had a Shasa Kosher. Yesh Meforshim, Dehai Makshin Nomi Yoda Shachas Ria Neseres. Some learn this Gemara, that even the Makshin know that the planting itself, the seed itself becomes Asr. Elisavar Shemishaz Ria Neseres. But the Makshin thought that from the time you put it in the ground, it's already Asr, even before Hashrasha. The seed becomes Asr as soon as you put it in the ground. The Kach Shamati. I heard such a pshat. Aval Iyev Shal Amida. It can't, be, be explained that way. Why? To me, boil on the frushe ochi. Because then you have to explain it like this. Malaklaya keren, shkele hoyselem shasa kosher, mishor shabo lichlal kilag. You have to say, they never had a shasa kosher from the time they became kilag. Meaning when you put it in the ground. Tomer b'basar cholav, shoyselem shasa kosher, mishor shabo lichlal zeh. But basar b'cholav had a shasa kosher when it became basar b'cholav. It's not true. Dim shoreo kolayom b'cholav, they don't answer b'cholav. You have to learn that it meant that if you just soak basar in chalav, that doesn't become asr. But if you plant a seed in the ground, even though it didn't take root, that is asr. So this is asr from the time it became kilay akerem, when you planted it. And this one, if you soaked it, it didn't become basar b'chalav. Mishani, and the Gemara's answer is, ikra nesaru mishanishrushu. The ikran only become asr when they take root. Not when you put it in the ground. The Lomish in Israel. The Kamegim Kumim Yeshba. Rashi says you have to learn the Sugya that way. And there's a lot of questions on that. Chada, the time of the Lomitzer, Mishum Dakati La Basar B'Cholav Chashila. When you soak Basar and Cholav, that's not called Basar B'Cholav. It's not like planting a seed in the ground and being over Kishav Cholav Sizra. Here you didn't do anything. The Torah only answered Bishul, didn't answer soaking. It's absolutely no difference than if the milk is in the bottle and the meat is in the freezer. If you soak them, it's no, you didn't do anything. The chen kilayim calls manshlo nishreshu harein kemunach in the kada. Same thing with kilayim. Before they take root, they're like they're in a packet. They're in a pitcher. There's no kilayim. Ba'od ki omer la'el chometz of pesach yochiach. You'd have to say that Chometz of Pesach had a Shasa Kosher from the time it was called Chometz of Pesach. That's not true. From the time it's Chometz of Pesach, there's no Shasa Kosher. The Shasa Kosher is before Pesach. The whole lesson. Oh, so it must be the Shasa Kosher is not from the time that it got the name of the Issa. It means that it was never Issa to begin with. That thing. If the seed is what becomes asr, the seed had a shasa kosher before you planted it. Chametz for Pesach had shasa kosher before Pesach. Basar b'cholav had shasa kosher before you cooked it. That's how you have to learn. Not that after it became a shame basar b'cholav, a shame kilayim, a shame chametz, it still was mutter. There's no such thing. V'od, midamosiv Rav Shmaya, hosif in. Lo hosif lo, the next piece of Gemara. Nechlad alekam an desolik adayti nishazriya. No one held that the isser is when you planted mamash. That wasn't even a havamina. El havisok adayti tosefes in ikar lo. What we thought was that it's only chayiv what grew, not what you put in the ground. The lashon ikarin mashma kedbrishis. The whole lashon of ikarin is mashma like I said. That the question was, does the seed become asr, or only the growth that grows after you plant it? The Lishna Basra, Hachi Avi Lenema, Zosho Meres, Kilay HaKerem, Bashrosh in Israel. According to this other pshat, should have said, from here we see that Kilay HaKerem are only asr when they take root. But that's not what the Gemara said. So now the Gemara asks, how can you say that Kilay HaKerem, the ikr, the seed becomes asr after it takes root? But the whole seed becomes asr. The heart of the Gemara is not like that. Moshe Rav Shmaya, Hamadr Otzitznaku Bekerem. If you have a flower pot with a hole on the bottom, so it's considered, whatever's planted in there is considered connected to the ground. And you move it in a kerem. You move it in through a kerem. So the halach is like this. And now it's like you planted, what's it called, kilayim in the kerem. Right? There's wheat in the flower pot. And you planted it in the kerem, because you moved it into the kerem in a flower pot with a hole. So, imho sip mosayim osir. If it grew more than 1/200 of its original size, then it's osir. Because what grew is called kilaya kerem, and it's not buckle in the other one, because it's more than 1/200. Kilaya kerem is buckle 200 times hectare to isir, 200 plus the isir. So 201 times. Yeah? If the whole thing is 201 times what the Isser is, it's Bottle. So if the thing grew more than 1/200th of what was there to begin with, then there's not 200 times in Heter to Mavakal the Isser. If it didn't grow that much, then there's 200 times Heter to Mavakal the Isser, and there's no Isser. So if it grew at least 1/200th more than it was before, then it's Isser. Hosif in lo hosif lo. Mashma though, just by planting it, right, in the atzmokov and putting it in the karen, that doesn't answer it. Mashma that the ikr is not asher. The seed, which would be similar over here to the plant, is not asher. It's only what it grows more. So then the chara, what grew more, never had a shasa kosher. So why are you telling me kilayat karen had a shasa kosher? You see from here, kilayat karen had no shasa kosher, because what's asher is what grows, and what grows never was mutter. That thing, when it came into the world, was awesome. Amar Rava, Trey Kreuksevi. No, there's two separate psukim. There's one of planting a seed, and one of having already a grown plant that you bring and introduce into a karen. And they're two different halachas. Ksiv hazero, ksiv hamaleya. One pasuk says the seed, and the other one says hamaleya, what grows. Okay, so is the seed asur is what grows asur? One pasuk seems to say the seed is asur. One pasuk seems to say the growth is asur. Okay, so how do you resolve that? Zarua mi karo bashrasha. If you plant a seed in a vineyard, then it's asur. The whole seed is asur from the time it takes root. That's hayalo shasa kosher, because from the time that it was planted till it took root, the seed was mutter. Now the seed becomes asur. That's called shasa kosher. But zaruo ba, if the thing was already planted, and you introduced a plant into a kerem, then hosif in la hosif lo. Then it doesn't become asur what you introduced, only what added. But the kind of kilaya kerem where you plant the seed have a shasa kosher. Rashi. Hamadar otzmoko b'kerem uzroim b'socho, and you have a seed in the what's it called in the shikvar samcho that already grew. You have a plant in that flower pot. Hosif atzemach b'kerem asayim. If when this plant is in the kerem, it grew an extra 200, then it's asher. Echad min amasayim sheish bo asher, more than 1/200th of what exists now. Shemitchilo hayu b'kuftzat tar. In the beginning, there were 198, 199 parts, and now it grew another part. So it's now more than 1/200th of what the total was to begin with. Shiurim kitosefezu ashevasayim asurim. Then it's asur. Why the fishayim beheter harishon kidei levakla tosefez asur? Because there's only 199 to 1. The part that grew now is 1. The part that was there before is 199. The part that was there before is mutter. The part that grew is asur. It's not buckle. It's 1 in 199, not 1 in 200. You need a total of 201, the 1 that's asur, and 200 that's mutter to mavakal. But here you have a total of 200. 1 that's asur and 199 negative that was mutter, not buckle. Sha'ar of the kilayim ain b'tzelim ela b'masayim shal heter levad ha'iser. You need 200 times as much heter as the thing that's asur. Lo hosif masayim, but if it didn't grow an extra 200th, ela pachas koshu, any amount less, then you have 200 times as much that's mutter. Then mutter. The yesh bo k'dei lahalos pecher u'masayim. V'sifri, yolethe mitruma. How do you know that you need 200 times as much heter to mavato kilaya kerem? We learn it from truma. Truma ola becher umeya. Truma is bottle with 101. In other words, 100 times as much heter as isher is matter truma. The kilayim shekhafa l'sisurav, and kilayim is doubly asher. It's asher bahanoah and asher bachila. Trum is only asher bachila. to Ansari. So therefore, it's double the heter, double the shear. Kilayim shekofel shisurim, shasurim bahanora, kofel shasir aliyosim. Right, so kilayim is double. Pashtus, these halakas only to Rabbanan. All these things are batal barov. But you need hundreds or 200 mitzvahs. Others say, no, the taka that we learn it from psukim, right, and by truma, the taka is only bottled by 100 minatorah, and kilayim is bottled 200 minatorah. But pashas, most sheet is also only the rabbanan. The dafka noket nokuv, the yonik mikarka derechadet. It has to be an otzitz nokuv to be considered planted in the kerem. Because if it's an otzitz that has no hole, then it's not connected to the kerem at all. Lo hosif lo. Alma ein azriya neseris. You see from here, if it didn't grow anything, the fact that you, as if you planted it by bringing the planter into the kerem, is meaningless. The ikr, the seed, or the original plant doesn't become asher. So when it says, no, it's two psukim. Malaya and zera. Malaya giduli. Malaya is where you have a plant that's not a seed. And zera is the rishon, is the initial plant, the original seed. Zerua nikor bekerem. If you planted it, right, Bash Rasha, you planted it and it took root, then what's it called? Kedichsiv Hazera Mash Mashaf Hazriya Neser. Then even the seed becomes Asher. Me, you call the Mash Rasha, command the Mancha Bekadad. However, before it takes root, nobody holds it Asher. So from the time you planted the seed, till it took root, it was Mutter. Now it took root, the whole seed becomes Asher. So yeah, it's Shasakosha. Zeruah ba, but if you had already a plant and you introduced the plant into the kerem, you didn't plant a seed. Kol demakein hosifin la hosiflo. Then in a chanami, the original plant doesn't become asur. Only what grew becomes asur, and then the original plant is asur because it's mixed together with the part that you grew. Tchsid malaya. So therefore, kilaya kerem had a shasa kosher. When you planted a seed, until it took root, it was mutter. Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Yochanan, new sugya. B'chol misrapim chutz mi'atzei asherah. You're allowed to heal yourself with any issue, because the Torah says, v'chai bohem, right, that you're allowed to live and not die, so you're allowed to get healed with any issue in the Torah, except for avodah zarah, atzei asherah. Where it says, hey, Chidom, how's it talking? Ine madika sakona afilo atzei asheranam. If the sakona is nefashos, it says, v'chai bohem, then the chori should be allowed to get the refuah even with atzei asheranam. The idaleka sakona afilo kol yisurin shebetorah namilo. And if there's no sakona, then why should you be allowed to heal yourself with isurin if there's no sakona? Where it says, l'olam dika sakona. Talking where there is a sakon. V'afilu hochi atzei asherah lo. Still, you can't be healed with atzei asherah, because avodah zarah. And avodah zarah, the heter v'chai bohem, doesn't apply to. D'tanya, Rebbe Lezer Omer, im nemer b'chol nafshecha, lama nemer b'chol moldecha. The Torah said already, you have to love Hashem with your whole life. Give up your life for Torah, then surely you have to give up your money. And if it tells me you have to give up all your money, why does that to say you have to give up your life? If you have a person whose money is more precious than his life, so from that I know you have to give up your life also, not only your money. Some people like their money more than their life. Even have to give up your money. So therefore, what's it called? Avodah Zarah, you have to give up your life. There's no heter of saving your life by being over Avodah Zarah. And even though Atzei Asherah, you know, swallowing them or whatever, is not Avodah Zarah, you're not serving them. But the halacha is that anything that is Avodah Zarah, even Abizrayu, we're going to learn it as we go along, even a lot, in the parish of Avodah Zarah, also you have to give up your life for. Not only the actual Avodah Zarah, but anything that is included in that parish. And here, one of these surim that is connected to the parsha of Avodah Zarah is lo yidbak b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim. You can't take anything from the, what's it called, from Avodah Zarah and have an enjoyment from it. That's a lav of Avodah Zarah. Even a lav of Avodah Zarah, you have to give up your life. That's called Abizrai. There's a shaila in the Achronim, whether that only applies to something that's awesome in a Torah, or even something that's awesome in the Rabbanim. But if it's an issue of the Rabbanim that has to do with Avodah Zarah, you also have to give up your life. The shaila over here is, what Avodah Zarah is here? The Maisa, or you're taking an Asherah, right? It's not Avodah Zarah. The thing is Avodah Zarah. What you're doing is not Avodah Zarah. You're taking medicine that happened to come from an Asherah. So Tosfos learned that Enoch Inami, if you could have used a different tree, there's no reason why you have to use Dafka the Avodah Zarah, Enoch Inami would be allowed to take the medicine. Because that's not Avodah Zarah. Right? It's a separate issue. But it's talking over here where the person who tells you that you have, this is the cure, tells you it's only if you take it from this tree. Because the Avodah Zarah will heal you. So that is, we're afraid that you'll then believe in the Avodah Zarah if you get healed. That's only an issue of the Rabbanan, the Chara. It's not an issue of the Raisa. So we're afraid that you'll be Nimshach after the Avodah Zarah. And still you see that it's awesome. So according to the way Tosfos learns, it seems that even an issue of the Rabbanan, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah is awesome. Others, like I said before, even if you don't need this tree, and nobody's telling you it's the Avodah Zarah is going to heal you, but it's also only because of lo yidbak b'yot chamum min acherim, you can't have anoa from Avodah Zarah, that's an issur d'oraisa. That's not mamish Avodah Zarah. It's just making use of something that's Avodah Zarah. And it's not dafka because it's Avodah Zarah. You can take it from another tree, there's no other tree available. That's when it's usher, then there's no raya that it's an issur d'rabbanan, and would also be usher. Maybe it's only an issur d'oraisa that's usher. Okay, Rashi. B'chol misrapin, afilu b'shuri anor. Even b'shuri anor, you could get refuah from them. We'll see if it's sakonis nefashis. Lama nemer b'chol moldecha, yomer hachovi mishneyim v'dayim. Let it just say that the one that's more precious, you have to give up. And I'll know the less precious one you have to give up. M'farish v'fishapamin, shezechov, v'pam shezechov, no, depends on people. Some people, their money's more precious. Some people, their life is more precious. So the Torah spoke to both people. Love God more than the thing that is most precious to you. And somebody who's misrapi, batzei asherah, looks like he's being molded that the Avodah Zarah sounds like Tosfos. What? The what? Tosfos Shita. No, not really. It's the Tosfos Shita. In other words, what? Yeah, but that only would be Lachara if you can't use another tree. You can only use this. So then, it's as if I'm saying, hey, this tree has powers. But if it's just arbitrary, then the Chora says, Masha, a little bit like Tosfos, it has to be this tree at least. And Rashi says, if it has to be this tree, then it looks like you're being molded to Avodah Zarah, which is very similar to Tosfos. Okay, in any case, there's the Kasha here, the Halacha is that you have to give up all your money for what's it called, for even a lot. So it's a what's it called, the Shita like that. That you're what's it called, you have to give up all your money even for a lav. That's what the Ram says. The Vilna Gaon asks from the sugya. The Chorav is a lav of Avodah Zarah. Right? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me you have to give up all your money for Avodah Zarah because it's Avodah Zarah? Mashmah, if it wouldn't be Avodah Zarah, just be a regular lav, you wouldn't have to give up all your money. It's only because it's Avodah Zarah. But other lavim that are not Avodah Zarah, the Chorav, you shouldn't have to give up all your money. So they answer that the what's it called? First of all, you're only over, you only have to give up your money if you're over the lav, bekum v'yaseh. But if you're over the lav, b'shev y'atasha, for instance, b'shamar al dam reyecha. Right? So you need a special pasuk to tell me that you have to give up your money to save somebody else's life. Because there you're over the law by not doing something, by not taking action. There, if it wouldn't be a special pasuk, I wouldn't know you have to give up your money. But the nail over here, what's it called, could be that the same thing. That if you were over the Avodah Zorah, not the Kumbi Aseh, somehow negatively, right, then you'd, what's it called, you wouldn't have to, you'd have to give up your money only because of the Avodah Zorah. But if it's an active thing, then in Echanami it applies to all of it. But the Vilna Gaon argues on the Ran and says you don't have to give up your money, all your money, for a lav, what's it called? And the Ran holds that you have to give up all your money for any lav. Lav tafka for the Zohar.